Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Monty Rodacker with the Ride to Silence the Stigma. And Monty, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And Ride to Silence the Stigma going on in its fifth year now.
It is the fifth year. Yeah.
And it's been growing and growing. Monty, for our listeners, do you want to kind of describe what the Ride to Silence the Stigma is?
It began as the brainchild of Dave and Beth Lout, who lost their son to suicide because of PTSD. They wanted to do something to raise monies for suicide prevention, and that was where the Ride to Silence the Stigma was born. We've had some growing pains over the years. We'd never put on a ride before, yeah. Before the first one. So it was kind of like learn while you earn, And it worked out well. It's yeah. the support from the community has been great. The support from riders has been great. Businesses have been wonderful with door prizes and donations. And I'd like to take a minute to give extra special credit to i3G Media for being on the spot with us and giving us airtime. They've been good about giving us PSA time for announcing our events. And another one I'd really like to thank is Newman's Outdoor Advertising, because each year you've seen somewhere a billboard with the ride poster on it, and they've been doing this for us now for the fifth year, as well as a lot of times some time on their digital boards.
Right.
Which, that's a spendy thing there, those digital boards.
Yeah.
And when you go up Mill Hill and you see the message board sitting beside the road, that's Newman Outdoor Advertising too. And we're truly grateful to them, and they've been so good to us. And I just can't say enough about Carrie.
Yeah.
She's been very supportive.
Awesome. And I always say it too, Monty, when it comes to, these events that are raising money, these nonprofits and doing things, businesses always come together, it seems like, and it makes these things possible. It makes it possible for you guys to do these events.
It does. We have, for example, before the ride kicks off, we have a balloon release, and Praxair has been donating the helium for it ever since day one.
Awesome.
Louts have stuck a fair amount of their own money into it with different things. Can't forget them, as well as their efforts. Mm-hmm. The time, a lot of their spare time has been taken up helping organize this ride. And this year, the ride is being held in, we're working in conjunction with the Midnight Riders from Judd, North Dakota.
Awesome.
They're about a 2, maybe 3-year-old motorcycle club down there that decided they wanted to pitch in and help and take this effort on, and it's been coming together. They're a bunch of really great people down there. It's been a lot of fun working with them.
Yeah. And, the more the merrier when it comes to rides like this.
Well, my theory's always been if everybody pitches in, nobody gets overworked.
There you go. Yeah.
And everybody's been doing a pretty good job of doing what they said they were going to do something, they did it.
Absolutely. Monty Rodacker again joining us on Let's Talk. Fifth annual Ride to Silence the Stigma coming up July 15th. And as we pointed out, raising money, raising funds for suicide prevention. And we've kind of talked about it before. There's a stigma around that. People aren't talking about suicide, and it needs to be talked about. That's what this is all about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Many years ago, people, if they lost a family member to suicide, it wasn't mentioned.
Right.
And, fortunately, people's thinking has turned a little, and it's being spoken about a little more openly, but those who suffer from the mental issues that would bring about suicide are often hesitant to reach out for help because they're afraid somebody's going to find out, and, their boss or in the case of the military, their commanders are going to see that, that they're unfit for
a weakness. Right?
It's considered a weakness, but we don't look at it that way, because if if one of us develops a heart issue, we go to the doctor, we get the medication, whatever it takes, and nobody holds it against us.
Right.
But when it comes to mental health issues, that's not happening yet.
Right. And that's what we want to break down. We want to make it, people be able to talk about it like a heart issue or like any other, health issue at that point. So Ride to Silence the Stigma raises money for that. It all stays local for that too, right, Monty? Like all of that stays local for that.
This year, the proceeds from this ride are going to be split between the North Dakota National Guard Foundation and North Dakota Cares.
Awesome. Awesome. Two great organizations, yes, by the way. So so the ride again, July 15th, 5th annual ride. Let's get some details on this, Monty. It all kind of kicks off at 11:30 with registration, right?
Registration starts at 11. Kickstands will go up at 12:30, so I'm thinking somewhere around 12:15 will be the balloon release, right. And we'll have balloons blown up. There will be Sharpies there, so if you'd like to take a balloon and write a little message to someone, write somebody's name on it or whatever, you're welcome to do that. And then when the balloons are released, of course, and then after that, then the kickstands will go up and the ride will begin.
How many miles you guys got planned this year?
You know, I actually kind of forgot. We rode the route a while back. It's 100 and something.
It's a pretty good ride.
It's a nice ride. It'll take the afternoon. This year, the end of the ride will be in Windsor.
Okay.
And they're putting on a feed for us there.
Oh, so they'll have a feed following this so people get fed and everything.
Yeah.
cost to ride, Monty?
$20 okay. per person.
Per person. And then anything else for extra riders or anything like that?
It's a straight $20 a person. Okay. And I want to add that, cars are welcome to follow along behind the motorcycles.
Definitely. It's all for one cause. It's one big ride, so anybody can participate in this thing. It's coming up on Sunday, July 15th, the 5th annual Ride to Silence the Stigma. Everything's planned out. Again, all the money raised is going to stay local. Monty, if anybody has questions, they want to ask you or ask somebody else about the Ride to Silence the Stigma, what are some ways they can get information about it?
They can look for me. They can look on my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. A text to 701-320-7392.
Okay.
During the day, it's kind of sketchy. In the evenings, I can answer my phone or answer texts, but I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. Okay. And one thing I'm going to add this year that we're doing a little different is all the club members and those of us who are involved with the ride are going to be wearing some different colored bandanas so that people in the group, if they have a question or need something, they know who to come and ask.
Okay, so kind of like the leaders, the people who are heading it up, if they have that certain color bandana, then they can ask them any question they have.
Yes.
Okay, that'll make things a little bit easier.
Yeah, it was something we talked about, and a lot of the club members thought it was a good idea, so we got them.
Excellent, perfect. So, Monty Rodacker again, the 5th annual Ride to Silence the Stigma coming up July 15th. Monty, anything else you want to add or anything else we may be missing? Sounds like we got the food, we got the route ready, we got the registration ready. It all starts at 11 at Stutzman Harley-Davidson. Right?
Yes, and I'm going to add the two that there's going to be a few door prizes to hand out again.
There you go. So even more incentive to come out, and again,
yeah,
all for that good cause.
All for the good cause.
Perfect. Well, Monty, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.